we are basing our legend, which is based upon documented facts, that Riga is the home of the very first Christmas tree in the year 1510.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mario from PR Web, and today it's a real pleasure to introduce Mike Johnson. He is the general manager of the Patricia Tourist Office. Mike, it's a real pleasure to have you here on podcasting with us on PR Web.
Well, thank you, Mario. It's a pleasure to be here as well.
Mike, tell us about Patricia Tourist Office. I understand that you guys are a ways away from the good old USA.
Yes. Many people, especially in the United States, don't realize where Latvia is. But if you were to look on a large map of the United States and look at the state of Oregon, Latvia was actually the state of Oregon for the Soviet Union for 50 years. In the early 1990s, Latvia was returned rightfully to an independent country. So geographically, we're located in Scandinavia, just across the ocean from Stockholm.
And you're presently in the city of Riga. That brings us to the headline of the latest press release you have in PR Web. It says, yes. Santa Claus visits home of the first Christmas there in Riga, Latvia. You have to tell us about this, Mike.
Well, Riga is a very old city, actually. We're well over 2,000 years old, but documented existence of around 820 years. And we go back into the medieval times of combinations of Christmas traditions from not only the pagans, but the local residents, and then the Christians who came here from the Crusaders in the 1200s. There was a group of people called the Blackhead's House, and they were a group of mostly German businessmen who were single, and they operated a guild. They were the primary shipping entity and business entity in this medieval city of Riga back in the year 1200, 1210. And they were quite party-oriented people, and they tend to have a good time. And they had pretty good records in their chronicles, and one of the chronicles we're basing our legend on is the documents of the year 1509 and 1510, where an extensive party was held in their House of Blackheads, their fraternity house here in Riga, Latvia. And they then had a tree that was a part of that celebration. And in keeping with pagan traditions, at the end of the celebration, the tree was actually burnt in the square as a symbol to the god of fire, and that winter was over and spring was coming, and it was a huge celebration. And so we are basing our legend, which is based upon documented facts, that Riga is the home of the very first Christmas tree in the year 1510.
That's a great story, Mike. It's a great story. We're speaking to Mike Johnson, general manager of the Patricia Tourist Office in Riga, Latvia. Mike, give us some contact information where we can learn more about your traditions and about the Latvia.
Well, there are two websites that I would recommend people look at. One of them is our primary tourist website, which is www.rigalatvia.net. The second one is the website for the Christmas tree. That may be reached at www.firstchristmastree.com, all spelled out, firstchristmastree.com.
Excellent. Mike, it's been a real, real pleasure to have you here on PR Web podcasting with us. May you have a joyous Christmas in your part of the world, and we'll talk to you again about other things that you do there in Riga, Latvia.
Well, wonderful. We'd love to see you here for Christmas in a time soon. Our programs are going to bridge the religious boundaries. We're going to have something for everyone of all ages, and Santa Claus as well.
That's great. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit PRWeb.com.